Everyone, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and this week's episode is talking about how you can avoid loneliness as a creativepreneur. This will be especially useful to people who are considering going into online entrepreneurship, working for yourself, not in a bricks and mortar, specifically online entrepreneurship, where it feels like you may have the tendency to be alone. So I want to talk about my experience, some of the things that I do to ensure that this is not an issue. And I was kind of surprised as I went through my lists and prepared for this show about some of the changes that have occurred as a result for working for myself. If you're looking to write or finish your first ebook, make sure to watch my webinar, How to Make $500 a Month with Ebooks Today. Go to the following link, michelleismoneyhungry.com/ebook to gain access to the webinar. Again, that's michelleismoneyhungry.com/ebook. Started thinking about working for myself, I paid attention to stories that other digital entrepreneurs were sharing about their new work from home lives. While there were a lot of things that were positive people were sharing, they also shared some of the downsides. And some of the things that were interesting to discover were, for some people, it was earnings related, where they just had a hard time figuring out how to grow their income. Maybe they started a business model and then realized, oh my God, I hate what I'm doing. I actually had that happen at the end of last year, especially where I was like, I am not enjoying this in terms of revenue, like revenue making projects. I loved my lifestyle, but I didn't like how I was making money. So that was a big issue last year. Some people reported that they had a hard time because they didn't have enough structure to their day. And then finally, a large number of people talk often about loneliness, where they're working from home or they're working from wherever. And they're like, you know, I'm really lonely. And it's funny because I find that loneliness is actually very much a phenomena of the times that we're in, but it's exacerbated by the fact that people are moving away from traditional work. And I think the point of creating this show was to say, there are some things that you have to do before taking the leap so that you don't experience extreme loneliness as a result of trying to pursue a dream. One thing I will say is, being intentional about these specific issues has really made a difference to me in my personal and professional journey. So we'll talk about that. So some real talk, I've never experienced creativepreneur loneliness. Like, it's just not been a thing that I've struggled with at all. I'm an extrovert, so you would think that I would need people around me all the time. I don't. I'm also an only child though. So I am the type of person who grew up entertaining myself. I did do kids' activities and things like that, but when I was at home, I was by myself, or I would play outside with the other kids and then come home, right? So I am used to spending time on my own, but real talk, I've just never felt lonely as an entrepreneur, and we'll get into the show and talk about why that is and why I think that is. I will say, though, that I have experienced isolation regarding specific goals that I'm focused on achieving. So goals would be, those specific goals for me would be debt freedom, wanting to work for myself. Now I'm moving into FIRE, financial independence, retire early, writing a book, having a family, those kinds of things. So there are some specific goals that I have been working towards and working on. And I think that working on those goals sometimes have made me feel isolated because other people didn't understand why these goals were important to me because those weren't goals on their list. So for example, I've been on a debt freedom journey forever. I've been working on debt freedom for the last 6 years. I have a huge amount of debt. And then I complicated my life by taking the leap into entrepreneurship and then not necessarily liking what I was doing. Despite that, I'm about $5,000 away from finishing my unsecured debt repayment, and then I have student loans and one other, and then one other debt. I'm so excited. It's so intense. But anyway, I did meet people who are like living their lives in such a way that I couldn't really be around them because it was counter the focus that I had. And it was just not a priority for them. And I totally understood, but it was priority for me to become debt free. And so there were certain conversations I couldn't have with these people because it was just not on their list. And that was okay. FIRE is another controversial goal where I'm trying to accelerate my retirement. Now, I will not be 32 when I retire. I'm past 32, but the fact is I would like to be well under the retirement age, which I feel like is like super early retirement would be 62, like legally, I'm thinking, but I'm a Gen Xer and sorry, Gen Xs and sorry, Gen Xers and millennials, but within probably the next 5 years, they will be raising the retirement age. It's a matter of time. And I'm convinced that retirement age, the official age will probably be 69 to 72, somewhere within that age range. So if I can just cut like many years from that, I'm fine with that. But a lot of people just push back on the idea that they could ever retire early. And you know what? You can't force people to understand where you're coming from. All you can do is present information if they're open to listening and keep on moving. And so that's basically what I do now. So back to combating creativepreneur loneliness. Some top priorities for me on my way to digital entrepreneurship were the following. Socialization and connecting with others, that was a huge area of focus of mine. I knew that I did not want to feel lonely because I already felt lonely at work. So how could that be? I loved my job until I hated it. I actually am still very good friends with a lot of the people that I used to work with. So I still see them often. I still do things with them. Like we are very close. But I was lonely at work because sometimes I felt isolated because I was the only woman of color. So I worked with a diverse population. So it wasn't necessarily that I was the only woman of color in the building. That was not the case at all. But in terms of the professional staff that I worked with, I was the only person of color. And there were just moments where I was like, even as wonderful, warm, and compassionate as these people are, they are not understanding why I am frustrated. So sometimes I would just feel professionally lonely. It was hard to date and meet people because I was always commuting. I was tired. So I would get home and I would just be exhausted. And so I was short-tempered and hard to be around because I was tired and broke. So that was the other part. So I, you know, had all this financial mess and all these things going on. So it was a very isolating time in my life, even though I had a lot of people around me. That's an interesting thing to kind of reflect on and think about for me, actually, is that I was lonely at work. And so I was like, you know, when I leave this place, this is not how I want to feel ever again. Okay, the next thing I focused on, the next priority was, socialization and connecting with others was non-negotiable. And that was non-negotiable for a couple of reasons. I needed people. People need people. I feel like a commercial, but we do. People need people. My point is, you can't go through life without people. The people who do that get weird. You know who they are. They get weird. I don't want to get weird like that. So I knew that socialization and connection was very important for me as an entrepreneur. People are also my customers. Without people, without connecting to them, I'm not going to make money. That doesn't make sense. And then finally, as I grow my business, being connected with other people helps me to figure out what problems they're dealing with so that I can create new products and make money. So there were a couple of different reasons why I was like, this has to be a priority just professionally, but also personally, you need people. So there were a couple of things that surprised me once I made the leap. The first thing was, I cannot work from home. It's very difficult for me to work from home when I really need to do deep, focused work. So I decided that I had to leave the house Monday through Thursday, typically, when I needed to do that deep, focused brain work, really, in order to get ahead on my business. Those days, I would work from co-working spaces, libraries, coffee shops because for some reason I just was unable to focus in my house. I liked having people around me, and I continue to like having people around me when I have deep things that I have to focus on and get done. It feels like you're in an office, but I don't have to do all the chit chat. I focused on community building by joining a mastermind group and began meeting with them every Monday at 12 o'clock my time via Zoom. We still continue to do this. So I've been meeting with mastermind group for the last 3 years. I've recently joined another one. I really enjoy that one as well. That one is run a little differently, and I pay for that one, and I love it. I volunteered to run Colorado FinCon. So most of you who are familiar with me know that I'm a personal finance blogger and personal finance influencer. And I'm part of a community called FinCon. And FinCon is for like where, you know, like all the money nerds. Boop, boop, boop. So FinCon is where all the money nerds unite. Think bloggers, podcasters, people developing apps, banks, just people who love talking money, different aspects of money, that kind of thing. And so 1 year I had the opportunity to volunteer to become the head of the Colorado chapter. And it's super low key, but the great thing about it is I have been able to create community and connection with people who have a similar area of focus and similar goals. And so it's been a wonderful pleasure to be the head of Colorado FinCon. One of the things that happened was these people visit Colorado all the time from other states and outside of the US. So I made a point of always offering to meet with people whenever they came to town. I will be serious and say that I average every single month I meet someone from out of town from FinCon, whether it's a friend that I already have or new people who are new to me, such as the Teacher on Fire, who is focused in the financial independence, retire early movements. It's been really interesting how being a part of that one community and just being like, hey, I'm happy to organize happy hours has expanded my community. I also focused on joining meetup groups, and I've been a part of several incredible local meetup groups, such as a bloggers meetup group, hiking meetup group, and then I also joined the Freelancers Spark Union. I don't do as much as I used to with them, but these communities, these organizations were great because I was with people doing the same thing that I was. It was easy to talk to them about different concerns, about what we were doing. Hiking is hiking. It's awesome. You get to carpool and go into the mountains and commune with nature. I actually participate in quite a few hikes all throughout the year. It's one of my favorite things to do. And then freelancing is not one of my favorite things to do necessarily, but I've been lucky, especially as this year has wound down. I have wonderful clients actually. So it's made it a lot more enjoyable for me. When I first started freelancing, I found myself struggling with how do I create a stable of wonderful clients that don't get on my damn nerves. And so I've learned now that as I onboard clients, if anything goes crazy, I just have to let them go. And so that's been something that I learned the hard way, but that has really served me well. And I don't know that I would have thought about doing that if I hadn't been in the Freelancer Spark Union group or in FinCon actually, because FinCon people don't play. Like once you start doing stuff that makes them crazy, they're like, we're out. So that was really helpful to me in terms of building community and being connected to others. I worked side hustles that required me to meet other people. And weirdly enough, those side hustles actually resulted in a ton of business leads, especially for my locally based business, Square State. I would be handing out a local product, and I made sure that I really liked brand ambassador side hustles. They're really chill. If I say really one more time, I go insane. They're super chill. They're fun. They pay well. So usually I would be paid $20 to $22 an hour, handing out a product that I would eat anyway and got to take home. And we would begin chit-chatting with the people getting samples, and they would say, do you have a card? So it was a surprising way to grow my business while doing something else, making me money, completely unrelated to a certain extent to my actual business. I actually have mentioned how when people are networking, that every moment you're out there is an opportunity to meet people. The brand ambassador gigs were an example of this. I would always meet people. Yeah, I met the vice president of one of the largest outdoor clothing companies in Colorado. I met him on a day he was having a bad day. And I just asked, I was doing a side hustle, asked how he was doing. And he was so nice. And he actually offered me swag, like nice stuff. Like this stuff is insanely nice. And I was like, no, we're fine. But if I ever see him again, he'll know who I was, because this was a really great way to connect with people. So be nice to people when they're having a hard day. Just be nice. You'd be surprised at how that pays off. I also joined interest-focused communities such as blogging groups, hiking, as I mentioned before, podcasting, travel, personal finance, and FIRE. I attended conferences. I attended classes that I enjoyed, like yoga, dance, and Spanish. No, I didn't pay like crazy amounts of money for these classes. The last yoga class I did was puppy yoga. So there were like little puppies like running around while we were doing our shavasanas. $5, and it was sponsored. So they had like all this free stuff too. It was fantastic, honestly. And then I also created a meetup group. This was cool because when you create a group, you can connect with people who are interested in the same things that you are. You can grow your business, and it's a very targeted way to always be in front of the right people. So I strongly recommend it. I'll probably do a podcast episode about creating a meetup group and growing it. Here are some things to note and some things that I realized as I put this episode together. I was very fortunate in taking my leap to online entrepreneurship and avoiding loneliness, because Denver is actually really good for online entrepreneurs. There are a lot of tech companies and self-employed people here in Denver. So there are always people working outside of traditional office spaces anytime you are working outside of your home as a online entrepreneur of some sort. You meet entrepreneurs, online businesses, bricks and mortar, tech startups. You meet them all the time. There's a lot of energy behind that. A lot of food innovators like Larabars, Justin's, Peanut Butter, Silk, Soy Milk, those are all Colorado companies. And then there's all these smaller companies coming up. So you can meet these people developing these cool things all the time. So you never feel weird about being an entrepreneur because people get it. And Colorado is really a work to live state versus a live to work state. And so we work hard and we play hard. To give you kind of an example of how the culture is here, on Friday afternoons around 11:30, 12 o'clock, that's when our Friday rush hour starts. That's when it starts. And typically during the winter, people go up to the mountains for skiing. During the summer, they go up to the mountains for hiking, camping, that kind of thing. I do it all the time. Now that I work for myself, I go off of, like I'll go on a Wednesday or a Thursday because it's better because the traffic is horrible. But most people here like to live a certain lifestyle, whether they are working for someone else or not. And that means that they 100% get why I want to have freedom and flexibility, because most of these people are working towards the same thing. So basically, the people that I'm regularly around work towards having a similar lifestyle. They want to go hiking, skiing, snowboarding, happy hour, chilling out, going for a beer. Like you just want to relax and have a good time. And when you're at work, you work hard, you get it done, you get paid, and then you're out. You got other things to do. So I love that I work in a place where people, you don't have to explain why this would be a focus and why I would want to live the way that I am. There's absolutely no explaining, and it's fantastic. And even older people, they're like, well, you kids, we totally understand why you would like to do this. Like I never have to explain, and it's glorious. And I have friends from other states and from other types of communities where they feel very isolated in the pursuit of their goal of lifestyle flexibility and freedom. I don't have to worry about that at all. And it's been very helpful for me because it helps me to stay connected with people because there's so many people around me doing the same thing. We also have Denver Startup Week, which is the world's largest event, free event focused on startups and startup culture. And just, getting people connected with venture capital, trying out other people's products. And it's just, it's an amazing event. It's one of my favorite events each year. I actually had the opportunity to speak at it. This year, I was a moderator on a panel as well as a at another panel. And it was just an incredible experience. If you're in Denver in September, they already have the dates. I will share a link. I highly recommend it. People are coming to this event from all over the world, by the way, and they do have an option for out-of-state ambassadors. So the idea is to expose people to the Colorado startup business culture, and we are willing to, I guess they're giving people scholarships of some sort so that they can come into town during the week and experience it. So check that out. Here are some things that people ask, and so I'm going to answer them. Don't you miss working with people daily? Nope. I do work with people daily with the products and services that I provide, quite honestly. I absolutely do not miss coffee talk around the water cooler, useless meetings, and begging for increased pay, as well as commuting. I hate commuting. I can't explain to you how much I hate commuting. I hate commuting so much that loathing, absolute loathing. So nope, I don't miss any of those things. What about working towards group goals? So everyone's job basically is that you're working towards a goal for the collective. Well, I'm my collective and I'm working towards my own goals, but I'm also in a mastermind group. And so we do as a group have collective group goals, but we also have individual goals that we work on. Actually, we're about to finish up meeting for 2018 in the next few weeks. And once we do that, we'll start up in January. And in January, we'll agree on group-related goals as well as individual goals. We'll assess the ones that we set for the year before, and then we'll work towards them. So having my mastermind group helps me to facilitate the kind of action that most people are thinking about in terms of group-related work goals. What about professional development? This is actually a good one because there are a number of people who find themselves leaving traditional workspaces, and maybe like 5 years later, they're like, you know what? I really want to work for a company. And they're like, oh crap, I don't know what my skills are. Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to work for myself was I wanted to develop specific skills that my director would not let me. And in fact, one of the things I really wanted to do at the old business I worked for, the program, I wanted to market the program around the world. When you work in a organization such as the one that I worked at before, every year there's money allocated to finding new students in different markets around the world. I worked with international students. They were adult international students. So one of the things we had to do was go around the world and market the program. And I had one of the directors specifically tell me that they were uncomfortable with me representing the organization. They didn't feel like I was a good fit for that. Even though to this day, I am still in touch with students from the organization. Like to this day, I actually heard from a student yesterday. So it was very insulting, very disheartening, and very demoralizing. And the worst part was it was during the recession. So education was booming, actually. So there was money, all that kind of thing. But the directors, plural, there was more than one who kind of did this to me. They were very protective of this. And this was something that they wanted to facilitate. So that was a big part of why I wanted to leave. I was like, this is part of my professional development that you're affecting. And this is something that I know I could be good at. And it pissed me off. So when I left, my goal was to grow the skills that I was excited about and were, you know, roadblocked on. So now I can currently add, as a result of working for myself, these are skills that I grew and connected with other people in order to grow them. Marketing, SEO, content marketing, email marketing, content creation, client management, basic HTML, website development, event creation. I'm actually in the process of developing two conferences. I'm on committees for two new conferences that will come out in 2019. And I'm also tentatively working on developing a retreat for my own personal brand. So this is something that's been really calling to me. So I'm going to be working on that in the next couple of weeks, kind of figure out what that would look like. I learned how to manage affiliates. So I am now an affiliate brand manager, author, course creator, networking expert, and I can help people learn how to grow their brand and business with media, and was recently on PBS NewsHour on the most watched video they've ever had. So the last time I checked, it was like 1.4 million views of that video. So I kind of learned a lot by getting away from the job. And one of the things that I haven't been in the habit of doing, but I think is a good thing to do, is to make sure that you're writing out the different skills that you're developing if you're working for yourself or for other people. Just evaluate every 6 months or every three months, every 90 days, evaluate the different things that you've learned. Podcast development. So I have developed more than one podcast, interview skills, all of those things I would never have been able to do at my old job, or it would have been a lot of asking, a lot of hoops that I would have had to jump through. Instead, I just was like, these are the things I want to do. I'm going to do them. Boom. And I got paid. So there you go. People ask, what about money? This has been interesting for me in particular because I ended up not liking several of the revenue streams I was focused on. And that meant that things had to change. I love the lifestyle. That wasn't an issue, but the way that I was earning money, I was like, you know what? This isn't working. So I feel like going into 2019, things will be very different because I can already tell they're changing quite a bit. I'm very excited about the things that I'm doing. I love the different revenue streams. Freelancing will never be my favorite, I'll just tell you for sure. But I will be, and this will probably shock people, I plan on freelancing for about another year, and I'm actually going to be adding clients as we speak. So that is a thing that's happening. But I also am making money several other ways that I really enjoy. So the idea is over time, those revenues will outpace freelancing, and then I can decide what to do with that in the future. I will say this about money. Mindset is huge. It's something that you actually have to work on daily, which I wasn't doing in regards to money and my business. So I would say if you're looking to quit your job and go into your own business, every single day you need to be working on your money mindset. This is something I learned the hard way. I think because I blog about money and I talk about money and I podcast about it, that I kind of felt like, well, of course I'm going to think about these things, or of course that I'm going to kind of address this. And that was not the case. Now, every day I have a mental check-in with myself, but that is a whole nother podcast episode. So that's not really the goal of this one. Anything else that I would note about working for myself and connections with people, that kind of thing? Not commuting meant that I freed up about 20 hours extra a week. So basically, because I wasn't on the road 1.5 hours each way in the morning and the afternoon, or 2 hours each way, depending on the weather, a couple of times during the time I was commuting, we got stranded on the highway between Denver and Boulder. I was on the highway one time for 8 hours because it was like the living dead. Okay. People abandoned cars. They looked like zombies. It was crazy time. People, we had to pee outside the bus. Like, there's nothing you could, we were just like, well, we got pee. Like, what can we do? Like, so this is like why I'm so not excited about commuting. Another time it took us 4 hours, and another time 4 hours. It was just crazy. So freeing up that commuting time, a lot of the uncertainty that goes with it, because you just never know how pear-shaped things can go until you're on the highway. That was great. I'm also always chilled out. Like, I am zenned out. Like, I'm just always pretty happy. And I do think that that's a result of paying off all that debt. That's been helpful because all that energy is out of my life. But I will say, just not being around people when I'm not feeling well, or not being around people who are annoying or not, like, it is phenomenal. I'm only around people when I really want to be around people. By the way, I'm around people every day, but the situation, the context is different. So that has been really, that's been interesting to observe, like how, like, I'm a pretty happy person, but the level of zen is, it's kind of hilarious. It's pretty awesome. And I'm much healthier. I cannot believe how much healthier I am. It is shocking how healthy I am. I don't get sick anymore. I haven't had a cold, knock on wood, haven't, no migraines, no nothing. Like, I feel great. So those are a couple of things I would say has happened as a result of working for myself, being really mindful about how I am around people, just being mindful about myself. Working with a lot of people brings a lot of different types of energies and expectations. I was working with students. They were adult students and they would come through my office all day long. I never had a break. And I think that that's part of the reason why I don't miss working with people was it was so intense all the time. Now I can, if I want to spend time with people, I make the choice and it's very deliberate and I'm super happy to be there. I actually do not even do coffee meetups. So you know how like people are like, you meet them when you're networking. They're like, hey, can I pick your brain? Like, could we meet sometime? I'm like, no, I don't do that. That's a whole nother podcast episode, actually. But I don't do pick your brains at all. It's a waste of time. In fact, that will be another podcast episode. That'll be for 2019. We'll talk about what to do instead of coffee meetups because it's such a waste of time. And I love coffee and I love meeting up with people, but those kinds of pick your brains are wasting your time as an entrepreneur for many reasons. And we'll get into that. You don't need to be lonely as a digital entrepreneur, as a self-employed person. You just really have to prioritize socializing. You just have to pay attention. You have to be mindful. You have to focus. So again, I did the following. I prioritized socialization. It was non-negotiable. I understood what my work, where my best work would happen. I got myself into those places. By the way, for co-working, I use a product called Desk Pass. It's like Class Pass, but for co-working spaces. And actually, I'm pretty sure that in 2019, they're expanding across the United States. Currently, Desk Pass is in Denver, Austin, Chicago. It's a Chicago company originally, New York, LA, and there's a fifth one, Seattle. San Francisco. So currently there's 6 locations. I'm very sure that they are expanding across the US. I can use my Desk Pass. Like if I go to Austin, I can use it there. If I go to Chicago, and actually I think they are expanding throughout the state. So when I'm in Boulder, I actually use Desk Pass when I'm in Boulder. I can go to Desk Pass in Fort Collins. Those are places here in Colorado. And I think that they've begun to slowly expand their services because it's such a cool model. And the cool thing about Desk Pass is it rolls over. So I will have my affiliate link in the show notes. And so just sign up and I think you can get a free trial, like a free month and see if it works for you. I love it, love it, love it. I'm obsessed with Desk Pass. It's the best thing ever. That's how I co-work date. Oh, and then you know what? I feel like I should have talked about meeting people to date. You know what? That's going to be in a whole nother podcast. Maybe I'll do that during February. I'll do that during February. But I will say that I have been meeting some nice gentlemen out there in the world because I have time to meet some nice gentlemen out there in the world. So anyway, I will keep you posted. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, like, and let me know how it was. You can go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/subscribe. That is actually for iTunes specifically. I will have to figure out a different way to get you just to a page that helps you subscribe to everywhere. That'll be my goal for next week. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to the show. Hope you're having a great day. And yeah, thank you. Email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com if you want to like touch base. Take care. Bye.